Master. I wasn't expecting you. I can barely see you, and you've brought a chill with you. I'm very sorry that it's cold and dark in my chamber, Master. I thought you would be occupied tonight, so I let the fire die down. No, no. I am always ready for you, Master. But I know that you were to take the oath with a new wife tonight. I can still hear the music playing down the courtyard below. And with clothes that fine, you must have come straight here from the festivities. Why are you not with your new wife, Master? And why do your eyes smolder so in the dying firelight? You move about the room in the shadows as if you were hunting me. I'm sorry, Master. I don't mean to be impertinent. Are you going to strike me? Would you like to strike me? No? Thank you, Master. You are merciful to your slave girl concubine. What would you like from me, Master? Please tell me what I can do to serve you. Please. If you are here and not at the celebration of your new union, you must have need of me. Yes, Master, of course. I will just sit next to you. Whatever you desire. Am I hungry? That's my meal over on the table. I was about to eat when you came to my door, Master. I'm sorry for speaking out of turn. I'm not complaining. I apologize. Would you like anything, Master? I know you must have had much nicer food at the celebration. Not to mention better wine than I can offer, but it feels wrong to indulge in food and drink without offering something to you. We've never shared a meal before, after all. I could sit at your feet while you eat, if you'd like. And feed you dates. Or something else you find pleasurable and sweet. You deserve that on your wedding night. Yes, you've told me before that you find me sweet and pleasing. It makes me very happy to know that. Thank you for reminding me, Master. Please, Master, I don't want food. I want for nothing but your pleasure. How would you like me? You just want to look at me? Would you like me to remove my garments and lie on the bed? On my back, with my legs spread like before, so you can gaze upon my womanhood. Yes, Master, I shall. Right away. Your wish is my command. Would you please shackle my hands and feet to the bedpost, Master? I have no need of them unless you instruct me otherwise. I desire to simply lie here, spread open for your view, to show you that I know who I belong to. Master, are you pleased? Is the view to your liking? May I speak freely as you look at me, Master? Oh, thank you. You're so kind. I think I should feel shame to be naked under the gaze of a man so intense. Or perhaps fear? The way you look at the place between my legs reminds me of a great predatory animal looking at your prey. Your eyes burn brighter than the fire in the grate, promising terrible consequences if you're displeased. But I am not scared, Master. Your lust for me, your need of me, makes me feel safe, wanted, ready for you. The tense look of your body as you circle me, devouring me with your eyes as a comfort. A promise that my place under you is as certain as it is inevitable. You smell so intoxicating when you stand close to inspect me so thoroughly, Master. The scent of you always tells a story about where you've been and what you've done before you come to visit me in this lonely tower. I smell fresh baked bread this morning. Your breakfast. The leather of your gear for your midday ride. Charred mutton for dinner. Ripped off the bone with your lovely strong teeth, no doubt. And on your breath, wine. Spicy and sweet to celebrate your new wife. And sex. Did she not please you tonight, Master? Your new wife? Is that why you've come to me? You deserve to feel pleasure on your wedding night. Please take me instead, Master. I know I can please you. I can't stand the thought of you going without that sweet release after taking so serious a vow as this. How would you like to take me on your wedding night? Would you prefer me on my knees, Master? Looking up at you and pleading to be used in all the ways I know you enjoy most? Or will you enter me as I am, lying here shackled and spread for you? Do I look pleasurable to your eye? Can you see my wetness? How I shake for you in my nakedness, lying against these silken sheets. Master, please. I beg you, come closer. I want you to smell me too. To smell the need to please you radiating off my aching sex. Do I smell as you desire me to, Master? Like a fragrantly needy creature. Will you enjoy the smell of me later? When you remove your clothes and get into bed with your new wife? Will she smell me on your skin and know where you've been? I forget how your hands feel on my skin? Oh, it's so, so good. When you run your rough fingers over my breasts and down my belly. Oh, your touch firm and deliberate. Compared to this bliss, the absence of your touch on my skin feels like pain, Master. It is painful when you do not touch me, stroke me, caress me just like this. Will you touch my cunt, Master? You know it is yours to do with as you wish. Please. I want to feel your hands. Hot and hard between my legs. As you grasp me and use me. Please, Master. Every twitch and spasm of your member, I am pleasing you. Please, Master. Please climb atop your aching slave girl and fill me with the gift of your cock. Please. 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 Make me your wedding night concubine. This and every night. Please, Master. Please take me. Take me as you would a bride. Please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Master. I am so thankful. Take every hot, throbbing inch of you inside me. Oh, please. Please use me. Use this slave girl for your pleasure. Take me. Please, please. Use me. Oh, Master. Oh, take me. What a bride. Master. Oh, have your way with me, please. I am yours, I swear it. Now and forever. Master, I need you, please. Fill me. Oh, fill me with your seed. Come for me, my husband. Master, Master. Oh, Master. Slave girl is grateful for you and loves you very much. That's why I'm yours forever, Master. Yours to do with as you wish. I swear it.